Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat and Other Clinical Tales, written by Oliver Sacks, narrated by Jonathan Davis, with an introduction written and read by Oliver Sacks.
I am Oliver Sacks. In 1985, I published a book of case histories, stories of patients I had seen in my work as a neurologist, mostly in old age homes. To my intense surprise, and my publisher's too, these stories, with their rich metaphoric and human archetypes, resonated with readers, and the book took on a life of its own. The last thing one settles in writing a book, Pascal observes, is what one should put in first. So, having written, collected, and arranged these strange tales, having selected a title and two epigraphs, I must now examine what I have done and why. I feel myself a naturalist and physician, both, and I am equally interested in diseases and people. Perhaps, too, I am equally, if inadequately, a theorist and dramatist. Am equally drawn to the scientific and the romantic, and continually see both in the human condition, not least in that quintessential human condition of sickness. Animals get diseases, but only man falls into sickness. My work, my life, is all with the sick, but the sick and their sickness drives me to thoughts which perhaps I might otherwise not have. So much so that I am compelled to ask, with Nietzsche, as for sickness, are we not almost tempted to ask whether we could get along without it? And to see the questions it raises as fundamental in nature. Constantly, my patients drive me to question, and constantly my questions drive me to patients. Thus, in the stories or studies which follow, there is a continual movement from one to the other. Studies, yes, but why stories or cases? Hippocrates introduced the historical conception of disease, the idea that diseases have a course from their first intimations to their climax or crisis, and thence to their happy or fatal resolution. Hippocrates thus introduced the case history, a description or depiction of the natural history of disease, precisely expressed by the old word pathography. Such histories are a form of natural history, but they tell us nothing about the individual and his history. They convey nothing of the person and the experience of the person as he faces and struggles to survive his disease. There is no subject in a narrow case history. Modern case histories allude to the subject in a cursory phrase, a trisomic albino female of 23, which could as well apply to a rat, as a human being. To restore the human subject at the center, the suffering, afflicted, fighting human subject, we must deepen a case history to a narrative or tale.